We're doing the Meiri's work on Jewish history, Sidra Kabbalah, and the Meiri had discussed previously the period of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rav Yochanan, and the generations, the rabbis from Antigone, from Antigonus Ishsocho, till the period of Hillel and Shammai. And now he's reviewing that same period of the Second Temple, and he's going to enumerate the kings. If you want to know the kings who reigned during the period of the Second Temple, goes as follows. The temple was built during the period of Koresh, the Persian king, and the Jewish people were under Koresh's reign. They were so subservient to Koresh that they had to make in the entrance to the temple a form of Shushan, the capital. There's the Gemara describes that gate as the gate of Shushan, because that gate had to have a figurine of the capital. They were subservient to Koresh. Umalach Zerubbabel, and the ruler in Israel was Zerubbabel. V'acharav, and after Zerubbabel, the leader of the Jewish people was Nehemiah Hatirshata Mizera Amlucha. He was a descendant from the throne. Uvesof Lamedaled Lebinyano, and 34 years into the building of the, after the temple had been built, Kavash Alexander Eilam Amdina. Then Alexander, the great Alexander of Macedon, Alexander the Greek, he captured the city of Eilam. Now what he's saying now is based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Ulesof Arbaim Kavash Kol Malchut. So the Greek Empire, the Talmud says, began by conquering the city of Eilam, and it took them 6 years, until 40 years into the building of the temple, till they conquered the great Greek Empire. And then the Greek Empire, the wicked Greek Empire, ruled the world. And we already know this story. We encountered it earlier in the Seder Kabbalah, that out of reverence, out of honor for Shimon the Pious, the Kohen Gadol, they let Jerusalem and the land of Israel go, as we explained earlier. But we were subservient to them to the extent that we had to enumerate our contracts. We had to enumerate them. We had to date them to the date of the Persian, of the Greek Empire. And we already encountered this in Rosh Hashanah.
I just didn't understand it. What's Shimon HaTzadik did?
That was an earlier class. He went to Greek. He went to greet Alexander, and Alexander bowed to him. Alexander had great respect for him.
I remember that. I just didn't hear what is written there.
The Asu Rosh, we just said that out of reverence for Shimon HaTzadik, they didn't take over Israel.
Okay.
We were subservient to them, but they let us have our sovereignty to some degree.
Yeah, but there's a big problem with this, because it says it happened in 3448, which would be 313 BCE. Alexander the Great, by all accounts, died in 323. Remember, I think I mentioned this to you when I was... That's telling you, you've been dead for 10 years.
So as far as the numbers, so we have to sit down. I don't know, you're throwing numbers at me. I don't have the numbers.
Exactly 1,000 years after Muhammad.
He's not an alternative medicine doctor.
It would be 313.
Yeah,
story. So you're saying the history books say that...
It's only a 10-year difference, but it's still... I mean,
1 second. Let me do the math. Well, you don't know if their history books are accurate.
It's possible they are.
I don't know. I don't know where they're getting their numbers from. Let me just do the math 1 second, okay? Okay, again, you're saying 3448. Minus 3760 equals 312. And what are you saying?
I said 313.
Okay, so what are you saying?
He died in 323.
He died in 323 before the common era. Okay, so your question is that we're 11 years after his death, this whole story. Okay. It's a good question. I don't know. But look into it. It's a good question.
I think it might have been in 313, though, before the switch, depending what time of year.
Right. Okay. Vasu Rosh HaChashmon Shnat Mem Alef LaBinyan. So the beginning of our count, we start our count in our contracts from the 41st year of the temple, the first year of the full Greek reign. V'nimshecha Malchutam Kufayin Dalet Shana, and the Greek reign extended for 174 years. Levad Motan Vav Shanim Shemalchu Be'elam, aside from the 6 years we said that they only ruled over the city of Elam. V'ayvanim Ayu Memanim Lehem Melech Mehim. And the Greeks would appoint the king over Israel. They would decide who would be king over Israel. So the Greeks decided who they wanted to be king over Israel, which leads us to the period in the end of the 174 years, the period of the rebellion of Matityahu, the whole story of Hanukkah, which is where we'll pick up tomorrow, Bezachim.